Hello everyone and welcome to Talk for Tuesday, and today we're doing a Halloween special about the paranormal and ghosts. And today we're here with Mrs. Foster, our resident science teacher.
Hi.
Okay, so Miss Foster, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Oh,
which is the question for a lot of science. I don't believe there's no evidence. I don't believe there's enough evidence to make a conclusive answer. But when we're writing werewolves on the board, I think we're going into a new realm. Completely there.
Okay. So, this is like a question for everyone. Do all you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
I do believe in ghosts because my dad once saw one, and I trust my dad's way. Miss Pimmett actually saw one.
I'm
sad to Chippy.
I'm sure she'll love that mention.
I actually don't believe in ghosts.
Why?
Why?
Well, there's like a few reasons, but I do have a theory where, so basically, so ghosts, in my opinion, they actually link up with Catholic purgatory, and I don't actually believe in that, because if you think about it, if you end up in purgatory, your soul's supposed to like walk along the land. Ghosts are technically on some sort of level are souls, so therefore, and ghosts are just like technically stuck in between. They're just like roaming around. So, yeah, that's what how I think of.
I think ghosts are real because they're like they're not ghosts per se, but just things that we can't always see with the naked eye. So they're just like masses of energy that are like that just look weird. Basically, that's what I think.
I watched a fictional programme about ghosts and it was like obviously it wasn't real, it was like a storyline. But it was like a musical kind of thing. And I'm in love with it, it's one of my favourite things.
Julie
ever.
And the Phantoms.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
you
I love that.
Day you told me about it.
That's so
I'm
sad.
Sorry,
it's quite sad.
Izzy's description of ghosts makes me think of atoms, I'm not gonna lie. Because there's like a.
Yeah, because that's what they are.
What are see-through atoms?
Ask the science teacher.
What am I asking?
Hi. Atoms. Ghosts.
Ghosts.
How did they
live? Again, I couldn't. I right now, I don't think ghosts were made of atoms, more energy. But at the same time, we haven't discovered all the atoms. There's a lot we haven't discovered. Like, there's a lot of things we don't know, and a lot of things that we used to think that we don't know. Like, if you think the sun used to rise and it was God, and now we know what it is.
But like, when? Come on, think. I had something to say, but I forgot.
Come on, Ava, you can do it.
Right. Ghosts are like the energy of people who have died, and in physics we learn that energy can't be destroyed. So there's gotta be like...
Yeah, that's my theory, that's what ghosts are, is that they're just like leftover energy.
Yeah, but
Green,
I still feel like
there's
still...
But the types of energy that you're talking about are your thermal energy and your chemical energy, unless there's a type of energy that we don't yet know of.
Yeah.
Because that's where the energy
I wouldn't be
around.
About
remember that word,
world.
dissipates, mm-hmm.
Knowing Ava, that's probably exactly what she means.
Oh, you know where people say that, like, some animals could see stuff that we can't? What if us seeing these, like, ghosts, maybe, is what an animal can just see on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Imagine
if
animals saw us like ghosts.
No, because
exactly. Just imagine that.
Because there's, like, have you ever seen, like, your cat or, like, your dog just staring at the wall?
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people think that's what ghosts are.
I think there's a ghost in my house.
basically, every night before I go to bed, I get so spooked up because I've got two cats. And every time in my room, they like stare at one spot for like 40 minutes, and I can't get to sleep after that.
I get spooked out when we're all sitting downstairs watching something, and we hear a bang upstairs. And my dad always says it's his mum because a box of ashes is in our cupboard.
Sometimes I can be sat downstairs with the dog, and I know no one's upstairs, and then I'll hear the floorboards creaking, and I'm like,
I like creep up the stairs like that slowly.
I'm gonna ask a question. If ghosts were real, would you be scared of them or not?
No,
I find it fascinating.
That depends.
We'd be besties. Like, I've got, like, I have no qualms. You've just got, like, not going to hurt me, and then we're chill. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, just don't watch me while asleep, and you're fine.
Like, you don't want to be in the real life conjuring.
No, they can just be, they can be there. They just, like, don't, like, you know, kill me.
Well, it depends. Are these, like, are we talking, like, ghosts, like, Ghostbusters type of ghosts, or, like, Casper the Friendly Ghost type ghosts?
Every type of ghost.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't
really
want to
be
a
mate with the Ghostbuster ghost, like,
me neither. What about poltergeists, then?
What are those? Oh, no, those are freaky. They're ghosts that can touch things and move things.
So, poltergeists
like,
in
German. Like, that's like a ghost on Julian the Phantom's guy. Yeah.
Like
in German, that is literally just a loud spirit. That's all poltergeist means, is a loud spirit. But a lot of the reason that people do believe in ghosts is because of poltergeists and not just floating balls of energy. So what do we think about that?
I think that there are multiple different types of ghosts, and some of them are nice and some of them are evil, but it's not like all poltergeist ghosts are evil and then non-poltergeist ghosts aren't. I think they're all like a mix, and it just depends on how they were in their normal life as to how they are in death.
So in that case then, rather than ghosts being a ball of energy, do they have a consciousness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be spooky, that.
Like, take...
Spooky. Well, technically, they have got a consciousness because you're talking about evil ghosts and not evil ghosts. So surely they've got to know whether they're being evil and not evil. And really, you've got no reason to be scared of them unless they've done something to you, meaning that you have to be scared of them, if you know what I mean. Like, it's only your brain that's working it out. It's like when a human, when they see something new, they're a bit unsure about it because they're not used to it. You know what I mean? So how do ghosts and zombies link together, werewolves and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think they're just... A lot of them are used in horror films. I wouldn't... See, when we talk about believing in ghosts, I think that's... I don't know, for me, that's just a bit different. For zombies and werewolves.
Do you believe in zombies and werewolves, though?
No.
I think zombies are coming.
I feel like Frankenstein.
Like, thing is, it's just those zombies. Because like they're like ghosts, they could like they're debatable because, like if you've ever played Resident Evil or you've ever seen like any zombie TV show ever, like there's a lot of things we could do that could potentially bring on like zombie apocalypse by like literally just like one scientific slip up.
Yeah, because like all healthcare is doing is keeping people alive in this form. But you could literally just slip one extra thing into a paracetamol and all of a sudden you have to be shot somewhere specifically to die. It's like a power.
As a scientist, no. No. It's like a lot more than that. And I think even a zombie, if you chop like its body in half, it's still going to die. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be the brain stem, which is the common go-to.
That's what you've got to...
But I just wanted to bring vampires into this as well.
Oh, I love vampires. I model myself after vampires.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you tell?
Why does that not surprise me?
Because originally vampires were thought to be real, but then they discovered a disease which made you really sensitive to light, and it drew your gums back. Your gums receded, making your teeth look a lot longer and a lot sharper, and they craved a lot of iron, so therefore the meat and the blood came into it as well. So that's another thing that I was thinking, that with the ghosts... Maybe it's something that we've not yet explained.
Vampire box.
With zombies, you can watch a lot of different like films or shows, and in every one, they pretty much look very different in all of them. And then it's the same with ghosts. Like, the Ghostbuster ghosts are, like, all white and red and creepy. And then you got Casper the Friendly Ghost over here, and he's, like... He definitely has emotion.
He's like a ball of sunshine.
Yeah.
Is that not just based off people's interpretations, though? An image and what they image of them to be like? Mm. So people think of them as different things?
I feel like, as well, like, when you've, like, seen all these, like, movies and TV shows, I think, like, your interpretation of a ghost might be changed. Because, like, you can have one before... It's like when you're reading a book and you feel, like, you have an image of what the character looks like. And then they get to describe to you in the book, or you watch them in a TV show, and now you can only imagine them as that.
Yeah, that's the most annoying thing in the world.
Like with Harry Potter.
So, unfortunately, I think we've run out of time. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to have to wrap up for today. Thank you, Mrs. Foster.
Do you have any last words about paranormal and ghosts?
By asking if I've got any last words, you can't throw a pun in there. Like
She's not telling you you've got to become the ghost. That's not what's happening.
I just say that my answer to whether or not I believe in ghosts is definitely I don't know. And definitely no for zombies.
What about werewolves and vampires?
More realistic.
Definitely no for werewolves as well. Maybe really hairy people then possibly, but not necessarily werewolves themselves.
Yeah, like the hairiest person in the Guinness Book of Records. Alright, so thank you for listening to today's podcast and we'll see you after the half term.
Bye.
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 That's the teaser.